reduction in price support and more or less freedom to plan would not give you any more surplus than we're now getting. But I think you're going to have to explore that with a few people before you can bring up a bill.
Wouldn't it, without having the controls on the production, though, wouldn't that be awfully expensive?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't. I think if the price is at all reasonable, you get, I'd make the price considerably better than the opponents of the bill have been predicting.
Yeah.
It is going to way down low at a dollar wheat. I'd make it somewhat better, but I wouldn't make it good enough to be a stimulant to production.
Yeah.
In other words, I could have kept my farm if I'd known this was going to fail. I had to give it up because I wouldn't produce wheat. Couldn't produce wheat and sell it at high prices and throw a lot of it out of production. Now, I think that you can remedy it by sitting down with a group of folks. And I would be very happy to be helpful. I would want to be a leader in it because my views are too well known.
Yeah.
But I'd be happy to help. I like Orville very much and would like to help him any way I could. But I think you ought to get a small group together at the White House someday and say, what could you men come up with that the Congress will pass and the country will take?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's possible to do that.
You feel this idea that when that wheat goes, when they overproduce and we have this terrific surplus, that they won't decide that they don't want that free market they keep talking about?
Well, they'll just blame the administration for it. They did that all the way through. I went back and studied the history of price legislation, price support legislation. And when Henry Wallace came in and proposed that they plow under every third row of cotton, why, they knew that was going to help them. But oh my, what they did to him. They just butchered him all across the country,
yeah.
Even though his proposal was sound.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's the situation now.
Yeah.
If you let the price of wheat go way down to the bottom, then they'll say, well, that guy Kennedy is just a Wall Street banker. He didn't pay attention to farmers.
Yeah.
Now, that isn't true. And I know it isn't true, but what people believe is what counts in this world.
Yeah.
And I think if you made one final move and put that up to the Congress as something that the administration would finally agree to support, you'd find that it would have a much easier sledding question. That's fine.
What is our timing? What's our what timing would we have to have on a legislation?
Well, you're...
When do they start planning?
I would do it in the next two or three weeks.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go beyond that.
Yeah.
But I would call my group together soon.
Yeah.
This is the day after the referendum, and I just call them together and say, now, can't you men who are in this room who have divergent points of view, and Special Holland is one man that I'm thinking of particularly because he's a very good man. He and I have been together on all these farm programs, but he's got a good point of view. He's on the committee and willing to help.
Yeah.
Can't you people come up with a program that the country will take and the administration can support, saying frankly, but it's a second position we're driven to because of the action of the farmers themselves. And I think you could then keep more heat on the farmers and have them realize they made their own mistakes.
Yeah. Schumann, what about Schumann? He's...
Well, I don't want this to sound improper, but I think I can get Schumann to take a pretty sound point of view.
Yeah, yeah.
He called me two or three times and tried to get me in this week's debate, and I wouldn't get in because I'm not trying to help the opposition, even though I can't vote for it. But I can talk to Schumann, and I'm sure he'll help.
What's your, I think today we'll just say that we just have to wait and see.
That's right.
But maybe we can, that's fine, good. Well, I'll follow up on that.
I think you ought to get it.
Who'd you get, Russell, Ellender, Cooley?
Oh, yes.
Holland.
Colin, don't
pick Russell.
And Olin Johnson.
Yeah.
You have to have Milton Young almost in any big program.
Yeah.
And he's all right.
Yeah.
And fellows of that nature, and sit down around the table. Now, all Truman did when he got through, and I keep going back to this because I had experience with it in 49, we turned down the Brannan plan. There was not but one vote on the whole committee for it, and that was the chairman of the committee itself, Thomas. Everybody else on the Senate committee voted against it.
Yeah.
Truman then said, well, here we are with a new farm program that got kicked in the teeth. And he invited this group down to the White House, put them in the cabinet room. They had about 25 people there. And we discussed the general broad lines of what a bill might be that could succeed. And he said, all right, he said, I'll designate Clint to take charge of drafting it and presenting it. And we're going to pass it. We did pass it in both houses and went on right along.
Yeah.
We had no great difficulty with it because these men were committed to it.
Yeah.
You get Dick Russell committed to it, and he can get around through this other group, and they'll all lay off voting against it. They'll all vote with it then.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Milton Young. He can influence a lot of folks. The same thing with Aiken, as far as that's concerned.
Yeah.
Now, Aiken has been off the reservation recently.
Yeah.
But I think he can be brought back. proposed.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have the Farm Bureau people actually in the meeting the first time.
Yeah.
I'd have them waiting in the wings.
Yeah.
I think you ought to make one final effort to salvage it. And then if it goes down the drain, you've certainly got something you can stand up and tell the farmers about.
Yeah.
They've been misled by their farm people into an indefensible position.
Yeah. Good, fine. Well, we just keep that to ourselves, and then I'll get
yes,
work on it. Thanks, man.
Okay, fine. Thank you, Mr. President.